that, everybody wins. Everybody gets lifted up. At least in my mind, in my perfect local scene, you would think that would happen. But right now, the third thing, which I think is very important, don't imitate, but innovate. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be seen as a true authority, it's not enough to do just the opposite or capitalize off the weaknesses of your competitors. You have to bring something new to the table. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy to me that people will complain about the big boys or the industry, but yet try to imitate what they're doing. For example, if you rap and you say your competition are major label signed artists, you as an indie artist have a huge advantage. You're not tied up in all the crazy pre-internet outdated bureaucratic red tape that has caused so many artists that get signed to major labels for the albums to be pushed back over and over again. And that keeps you from your original ultimate goal, which is reaching fans with your music. You know what I'm saying? I have an independent artist here. I don't know if she wants to say anything on that topic. But my question is, you know it's bad. You have these rappers who got signed to labels telling you it's bad out there. Even Q-Tip in the early 90s told you industry rule 4080. Yet it's amazing to me that people still try to get signed to these labels without even having like a, not even like a Kendrick Lamar buzz before he got signed. You know what I'm saying? People are trying to do these showcases or whatever to record label janitors or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And so badly want to be signed to something. And in the end, you're just going to get messed over. It's crazy to me. I never understood. Hold on. Keep talking. What mic does that say? Does it say a number on there? Right. Keep talking. Nope, that's not that one. Let me try this one.
Listen.
There we go.
Listen.
It's actually guest mic. Guest 2, mic 3.
Guest 2, mic 3.
Yes.
Bars.
I'm not, all right. But hey, we got it. So yeah.
I was just going to say, I think that competition is healthy,
yes.
Especially in hip hop, because
yes.
There are so many rappers out there.
So many.
And I think that we need that competition and that, you know, going and trying to be better than somebody else, because it will make you be better at your craft. And what's going to happen to you if you are never excelling and getting better at your craft? I don't think that you're going to be a sustainable product that people like are going to want to keep checking for, with like monotony and not getting better and, I don't know, coming out with craziness like, oh, did you hear that new, like, Kendrick, the buzz is going, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that the competition is healthy, and I also like put a status on Facebook yesterday that was like, F the like people that the yes men, like people that are just like, yeah, that's so dope, telling all their friends it's so dope, when
our show
really we should be critiquing each other and being able to speak up when we think something is not good, instead of just hyping people up. To
I don't know who that is, have them send me the track. I don't know who that is.
The track.
All right, go look it out. Appreciate it, Be the Peace. You too, thanks for tuning in. All right, word up.
But yeah, so instead of just telling people, yeah, that's so dope, if they're asking you for your opinion and you really think that something could be worked on, you're helping them out more by like letting
being honest,
and yeah, you're helping just the whole culture out. Like, let's get better. Why stop trying to get better? Why just be like, I'm the best and that's it. That's the end of it. Get better.
Yeah, exactly.
What you do.
Or quit,
yeah.
I prefer if you quit. Because like I said, it's way too many people rapping.
Just quit. That's a better idea.
Because, I mean, if you're honestly not trying to get better, just stop. That's, find something else you want to get better at. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you do something and not want to get better at it?
Right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, but back to trying to innovate. You got to figure out a better way to accomplish something that your competitors seemingly do well, and you'll have a lot of people reaching out to you. So if it almost seems like the competition is kind of doing it well and you can find a new way of doing it better, people will be like, oh, did not know it could be that way. And they will come to you for that way all the time. I mean, Kendrick in his crazy control verse, I've just been referencing that because it's crazy how I was preparing for today's show and it just seemed to fit. Like it was awesome. So I'm going to talk about it. So in this verse, like towards the end, he was saying, what is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar high. Who's trying to jump up and get it? You know what I'm saying? Who's going to be, he's letting you know, I'm doing this so we all can better ourselves. So I'm putting it up here. Who's going to try and reach up for it? You know what I'm saying? If you're not, then you're just going to just
get murdered.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All your core fans are never going to hear you. Mm, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to hear one more noun or verb from you. Mm, that's crazy. So, but yeah, like E-Turn said, competition is necessary if you're trying to progress. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if in your camp, everything that you happen to rap or even like events or something, like if everybody in your camp is like, oh man, that was awesome. Oh, that was great. Oh, that was awesome. And never provide any sort of, I'm not saying tell people your stuff is whack. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody asks you for actual like critique and criticism, just give something positive. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like, that was whack. I believe if somebody asks you for your opinion, you should tell them, you know what I'm saying? And then also offer like a solution kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Why you feel
why
that way.
Why you feel that way. What do you think you know what they mean? Could do to help that?
Exactly. Just don't be like, oh, that was whack. Because then that's kind of like, explain why you think it's whack. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they're asking for your opinion. You know what I'm saying? And it's an opinion. And if they're asking for it, it'd be nice if you backed it up. You know what I'm saying? So I think if we do such things, it will help better the scene. And that's the whole point that we're trying to do with our show. You know what I'm saying? It's called Our Show. And the whole point is so that we can all build. You know, and it's not just radio show, but as far as show, like, we run this show. This is our community. This is our hip-hop scene. You know what I mean? And it's on every one of us a duty, if you're trying to make this better, to do something. You know what I mean? Stop being passive. Word up. So.
You passive rapper.
Exactly. Passive-aggressive.
Such a passive rapper.
And so the show, like I said, we're just kind of going over. We're going to go more in-depth with. On Saturday, every last Saturday, we do a remote broadcast. And we do these remote broadcasts so that we can have you guys that are tuned in right now to come out and hang out with us. You know what I'm saying? It's half radio show, half town hall meeting. And our goal with them, like I said, is to strengthen the hip-hop scene here. You know what I'm saying? And that goes from everybody, not just rappers, but as far as promoters, artists. You know what I'm saying? Like graph artists, digital artists, whatever, pen to pad artists, fans, most importantly, fans. So we all can kind of get together, sit down, and work on this scene together. You know what I mean? And we bring out every Our Show Liver, we bring a special guest, somebody that I feel has a lot of knowledge in what we're going to be talking about. And this month, we got the homie Kevin Nottingham of the website and underground hip-hop authority, KevinNottingham.com. Basically, his website is like a blog version of Our Show. So a lot of the stuff that you hear on Our Show is also on KevinNottingham.com. And that's why it's a perfect fit, you know what I'm saying? When I first met him, I was like, yo, Our Show is kind of like the radio version of your blog. And he's like, yes, I agree. And so we've just been kind of talking back and forth. You know what I'm saying? He's a good dude. And he also is the owner of Hip Knot Records. And he puts out a whole lot of goodness on that also. So the man knows good hip hop. And so he's going to be coming out. And he's going to talk about how he became an authority in underground hip hop. So once again, it's Saturday, August 31st. Every last Saturday we do these. And we have dope hip hop. As you can tell, for the past hour and 45 minutes we've been playing. We got video games, you know what I'm saying? Food and drinks provided by the good folks at Mellow Mushroom Winter Park, right there on Aloma, in between Lakemont and Cimarron. Mm-hmm. Right there. It's not the Whole Foods Plaza, but the Publix Plaza right there. And the drinks provided by the good folks at Red Bull, because we get hyped, you know what I'm saying, and we need the energy. It's going to take a lot to strengthen the scene. So, more information on everything. The thing is, we normally do them at the Hip Hop Community Center, the B-Boy spot, but we're not going to be able to do it this time because they're having an event there. They're having a jam there. So, I've got another spot that I'm looking at, and it's smaller. So, we're going to need, I have to limit the amount of people that can come out. So we have tickets, and the first however many tickets before, you know, we reach the capacity. So you can get a ticket. Like I said, we don't charge for these things. You know what I'm saying? It's about trying to build the community. And you can get the ticket at itsourshow.net, itsourshow.net. And yeah. Oh, did I say the liver part? Itsourshow.net/liver. I'm just like in a zone. This beat.
Spelled like liver.
Yeah, but I prefer liver.
No, I'm just saying so that they know
exactly,
how
yeah.
to spell it.
It is liver. It is liver. But I don't even know if liver is an actual word.
No.
Yeah. But wait, but you're livest. Like you're the livest person in the, you're not the most live, right?
I think it is most live.
Really? Oh, never mind. I'm wrong. All right.
But hey. it's hip hop. Like you can make up words.
This is different.
I could be wrong.
Hey, it's hip hop.
I make up words.
Exactly. Like, we can
I'm
make up
a
words. Yeah.
Rapper. You're, so.
Yeah. Rapper. Word. My bad. This beat, D Prince, his Fool Me Once joint, has kind of got me in a trance. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
you're like falling asleep.
Not even falling asleep. I'm just like, wow. My brain is It's like it's hitting this crazy frequency with my brain where I'm like just.
It's like that trancy music.
Yeah, joint is crazy. itsourshow.net/liver for all the information. I gotta update it with all the pictures from last time, but you can get all like past pictures and some video clips and all that goodness, and find out more about our sponsors at itsourshow.net/liver. Alright, once again, I always try to think of ways to live up to the name Our Show, you know what I'm saying? And so like with the chat room, we got folks. I don't even know if we have folks in there. I've been so neglecting the chat room because I've been trying to catch up with stuff. But we got Beat Unique. Big shout out to Beat Unique. Ruby Tuesday. Big shout out to the homie Ruby Tuesday. Always tuned in. We got Ben A Rose LOT. Once again, big happy birthday. Shout outs to the homie Meta LOT. See you guys later. I'm So Janelle was in there. She won this week's Say What? Oh, the answer was Beastie Boys, Sure Shot. So she won a fresh t-shirt from the good folks at Biggest and Baddest.
Sure Shot should have got that.
Sure Shot that doesn't listen to the show. He's a loser. a big shout out to Mickey, just on Twitter, just retweeted. Big shout out to Wiley. UK MC, he's following us. Big shout out to homie Deep of Two Hungry Bros. Shout out to You Call That Love. Once again, shout out to Janelle. She put up the sign. We have yard sale signs, you know what I'm saying? That's a hip hop, 91.5 FM at 5 p.m. And she put it up. That's
Word.
Awesome. Big shout out to everybody that does that for me, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to homie Ill Beast, you know what I'm saying? He's tuned in. Definite Mass, the homie Kensei out in the UK. DJ Edition, I think that's, shout out to Remedy the Franchise, she retweeted stuff.
Word.
Word up, thank you guys for tuning in, it's been Our Show, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to K-Mo, she just retweeted where I was going with all this stuff. Like I said, I'm always trying to come up with ways to bring Our Show closer to the title, Our Show. Now, if you have an idea or something that you want us to discuss on Our Show, maybe at one of our Our Show livers that you think is going to help the scene, I set up an email address so you can hit me up on that and let me know, you know, your idea. And coincidentally enough, it's ideas@itsourshow.net. IDEAS at itsourshow.net, because I really want to make it feel like it's our show. You know what I'm saying? Because it really is. That's the whole point of the radio show. I mean, we play some dope hip hop they may not know about. Hopefully you follow more of that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And build the scene up. You know what I'm saying? With that type of music. You know what I'm saying? Like using this type of music to build a dope hip hop scene and strengthen it. Because we have a dope hip hop scene already. But to strengthen it. You know what I'm saying? Right. And bring all like-minded folks together. So if you're digging this type of stuff, there's this type of stuff happening all the time here in Orlando. And we just want to bring everybody together. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always all over the place. All right. Well, I'm going to sign out. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to end off on a track. Did you have anything you wanted to shout out real quick, ma'am?
Well, SPS and I are opening for Mobb Deep on Tuesday at the Beecham.
All right.
And that's going to be pretty dope. There's some other Ozone Cats out there opening. So if you so choose, come out and hear some hip hop. And they're doing it's the 20th anniversary tour for The Infamous. So that's like the classic album. Definitely, yeah. If you're a hip hop head, you probably know something off of there. But yeah.
Word up. I think so. All right, cool. So I'm going to sign off. Johnny Garlic's in the building. Hey, big shout out to Stefan. He just started following us on Twitter, our show. Remember, hit me up with your picture with the hashtag #RaiseTheBar on Instagram or Twitter at our show, so I can combine them all and make the picture for today's show recording. All right, big shouts to Mathematics on Instagram, IceQueen16, DJ Amore.
Oh, that's SBS girl, Ice Queen.
Oh, word, shout out to her. JME Beyond. Dano Biloble. ML Stays Fresh. Damascus Apparel. I Am True Classic, Doubles 187. Loyal King Co. Jewels by Jennifer Design. Dirty Germa. Tricky It's Nada. Bruno Shigamolek. Yes. Zero Wolf X. Epidemic 305. Proper Apparel. Mr. Flames. Lloyd Way Better. I Am the Pharaoh. Damn, a lot of people liking these Instagram pictures. Big shout out to homie Unself-Titled, Katie Haymore, Coldstone,
Ice Cream,
Tenoslia Rue. I think that might be a bot. The Donzor, Etern Beat Burn, and I Love Hot Fire. I think that's everybody. Cool. So we're gonna head out. I'm gonna end off on this new joint, this new Prince joint. It's called. What is it called? It's called Groovy Potential. Brand new Prince. And thank you guys for tuning in. We do the show every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. You can check us out live. Or anytime on your computer, phone, whatever, at itsourshow.net. We're on iTunes and Stitcher also. But you can check out itsourshow.net to find out all that goodness. All right, till next week, 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you guys for tuning in. Itsourshow.net. And hopefully we'll catch you later. All right, busy. Peace.
young. It's time for you and me to have a little fun. You and me, we got the groovy potential. Can't you hear the sound? It's time to get up, get up, get up, so we can get down.
Sunshine.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your diet accent, them cheap cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the